This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Can I just say, if you want to cause your kids extra pain when you die, then don't make a will. A new survey by Caring.com shows that almost half of American parents have not drafted a will or set up a living trust. Tim Fitzsimmons reports.
From Martin Luther King Jr. to Jimi Hendrix, not writing a will can leave your estate in the courts for years after your death. And those are just two of the most famous cases. Sally Hermy is an attorney and author of Checklist for My Family, a book about estate planning. She says it doesn't have to be this way.
If the person has gotten their lives and their paperwork in order, then it should be a fairly simple process.
But the Caring.com survey found that just over half of U.S. parents have any sort of legal document for their passing. Even if there is a will, beneficiaries can disagree over the details, says Caring.com CEO Andy Cohen.
The estate goes to probate. It can drag on in the courts for years. It can cost a lot of money. And most importantly, it's a lot of heartache for the family.
If your assets are tied up in probate, they're frozen, so your family can't pay for your funeral or your leftover bills. The best way to avoid that, Cohen says, is to set up a living trust, which keeps your assets out of probate. In Washington, I'm Tim Fitzsimmons for Marketplace.